This recording, Peru 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her, more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself into the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then, she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot or mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." Well, I was born in Peru, in Lima, Peru. I was there for 13 years. I lived with my parents and 2 sisters and a brother. We lived in the metropolitan area, middle class. In the early 90s, there was a group called the Shining Path in Peru, and it was a terrorist group. So there was a lot of commotion around our neighborhood, and my family just decided to move here just to get a better life. So we came here, and we've been here for 13 years. So my job is pretty much to work and like paint. So I'm in my studio most of the time, painting and drawing. Well, I like anything that uses the imagination. So anything from creatures or hoary landscapes, and maybe just a different universe, sort of like a parallel universe to ours. Well, I was there for 13 years, so I don't really remember much. It's been like 14 years. I would say it's the same, in that maybe the sun, you know, it's sunny over there, and the people are certainly different. I would say that Southern California tends to have more, I guess it attracts more of like people in the film or art industry. And then you have like the wannabes, and you know, you just have a really wide range of people that congregate to make this place called California. So, like, all these people from all these other states come here, and from all parts of the world come here to, like, sort of live a life that they think they want to live or that they see in the movies. I don't know. In Lima, you just... Well, I guess when I was there, it's changed a lot in 14 years. I haven't been back since I left. But when I was there, I would just... I guess something that interested me a lot is that there were a lot of vendors out in the street. So there was a lot of people going, I mean, live in the streets. And people, like, you could smell food, grilling meat, you know, in the corner. Or places under construction and renovation.